You know, there are so many little things going on, you almost forget some of the signs that would point towards there actually being games, such as SMU deciding to move up its season opener against Texas State to August 29th, that so-called week zero. And a reminder that Tuesday morning is when the American Athletic Conference ADs are supposed to get together. So I would imagine that Wednesday's show, again, will be pretty eventful. And we are also planning to speak with the new director of operations for Brian Gregory with men's basketball, John Janofsky. In fact, I can pretty much guarantee you we'll have that for you on Wednesday's show. Working on some other interviews as well to bring you. If you are a tennis fan, just wait until the end of the show. We're going to play a clip from the new Shooting the Bull with Ashley Fisher, but that Bruce Hector news first, former Bulls defensive lineman and Robinson Kid. It's funny, listening back to these games that we've been replaying on Bulls Unlimited 2 season openers of past seasons, Bruce Hector has made a lot of plays during that run of games that started off in the mid part of the decade, but remind you of how strong that 2017 defensive line was, and he was one of three members of that line that ended up on an NFL roster, undrafted free agent, went to the Eagles, appeared in eight games for them, played about 80 snaps, was traded to Arizona in August of 2019, got cut right before the regular season, ended up going back to the Eagles, played in three games last year. Now the Carolina Panthers have claimed Bruce Hector off of waivers from the Eagles. So good luck there, except twice a year when you play the Bucks. Yeah, a couple of highlights from the games that we are introducing this week on Bulls Unlimited 2. Again, we've been doing the season opener theme, and the football theme runs right up until noon on Monday. And then we're going to go back basically in order, all of the season openers' victories anyway, that we aired on Bulls Unlimited during the Bulls Unlimited era. It did start in late August of 2017. Our first game was the football contest against San Jose State, which is part of these replays that you'll be hearing this week. Then it got into my first game with, remember, we didn't really do soccer that first year. It was kind of a thing where, believe me, thinking back on it, that first month of Bulls Unlimited, I don't know how I did shows. You don't need to hear all the details, but my recording devices were kind of rudimentary, and they led to some basically situations where it took me 8 hours to do a 30-minute show. But either way, that's kind of a reminder that that first fall we didn't have soccer, and then after things settled down, kind of got into a groove, figured out, hey, we can do soccer games. I love soccer. That's why year two is when you'll hear, for example, actually Jim Henderson on the call of the 2018 women's soccer opening victory and overtime win against Towson. And this past season, of course, 2019, you'll hear those games, the Auburn and the Marquette games. But going back to that 2017, the next opener we actually had was women's basketball, and it was the doubleheader with the women against LSU and the men against FAU. And listening back, it was my first broadcast doing basketball, and I remember after a couple of minutes not thinking that the game was going to be that fast. There was a lot to keep up with. You'll even hear yours truly and Bridget Miranda kind of talk about that, but it wasn't as bad as I thought as far as my performance. But that notwithstanding, the game itself was a thriller and went down to the very end, so you get to hear a lot of basketball that way. Also, interestingly enough, the opener to the 2018 volleyball season saw USF defeat San Jose State, coached by Jolene Shepherdson. As we all know, Jolene has since become the Bulls head coach, so that was kind of a neat little thing, not the least of which you had two season openers against San Jose State. Then you get to hear that Shay McClanahan masterpiece against North Carolina, the number six team in the country. That was the 18 baseball season. And then an absolutely stellar prediction by yours truly during the 2019 baseball opener.
Here's Nick Gonzalez now, the number nine hitter. Alonzo High School kid, freshman, right-handed batter, making his Bulls debut.
Singles hitter, contact hitter, not going to blow you away with his power. Don't need him to as the number nine spot, but could be a reliable guy there.
There's a fly ball left field. That ball is deep. Going back is Schaefer, and that is gone. A three-run homer for Nick Gonzalez in his first collegiate at-bat. 4-0 Bulls.
Like I said, this kid known for his power, never hits any singles, always hits home runs. Man, did he get a hold of that one. That was beautiful.
Not a lot of doubt coming off the bat either. That ball cleared the left field wall with a little bit of room to spare.
I'm glad I didn't tap out of the rest of the season after that failed prediction, although, by the way, his home run count through 2 years is still at one. That was it. And then Dylan Buck, who also was getting the start as a freshman on the left side of the infield, cranked one out as well. That was fun to listen back to. As was the 2019 season opener for softball, a win against Illinois State.
Bethany Keene to lead it off, left-handed batter. Missed all of last year with a hand injury. We'll see if she has some fireworks tonight. If you're a longtime Bulls softball fan, you may remember 2 years ago in her first collegiate game, Keene hit the walk-off home run for the win. There's a drive into right field. This is hit pretty well, and Bethany Keene has homered to give the Bulls the lead. A line drive that got out of here in a hurry.
Turned out to be a very close game, 2-1. So, again, we're doing season openers all week long. You get plenty of chances to hear them. And then next week is when we'll start to mix in some older, a lot of basketball games as well. Frankly, going to tell you that when we start to mix in these older games, it's mostly going to be men's basketball. Pre-Bulls Unlimited, doesn't matter why. It just doesn't seem like a lot of the games were saved. So we do more if we could, but we're giving you what we can, as the promo says. We talked about shooting the bull with Ashley Fisher, men's tennis coach, and my buddy Rhett Rollison, who is a volunteer assistant. And their guest this week is a fantastic one, James Blake. This show is on the Unlimited Unloaded page. Just go there right now. But he had a pretty good career record against Rafael Nadal, so it was really interesting to hear him sort of give the secret to beating, or at least trying to beat, Rafi.
But playing him, I enjoyed the matchup because, in my opinion, he doesn't like people taking time away from him. And that's what I do best, is taking time away from people. And I was able to attack his second serve. I played him relatively early on in his career, when I feel like now his second serve has improved so much. But back then it was something where I could attack it. He was at that time, he was somewhat predictable with it. And I was doing my best to really take – I feel like he was starting the point and just getting into it, and a lot of people were giving him that time to get into the point, and I was trying to take it as quick and as early in the rally as possible and push him off the baseline. And I feel like a lot of people didn't want to do that. They wanted to get in the rallies with him and get in the points. And I was, I guess, maybe fortunate enough to not have the kinds of pressure of someone like Roger, who's expected to beat him. When you play Rafa and he's number two in the world, the expectation is he's supposed to win, so I can take those chances and feel comfortable with, you know, this is the risk I have to take to win.
So tennis fans will definitely want to check that out. We said we'd have a golf update for you. We mentioned her already a couple of times. The transfer from Marshall, the kid who is from Auburndale, is going to play her graduate season at USF. Shelby Brockmuller made the cut at the Florida Women's Open over the weekend, ended up inside the top 40. Natalia Villavicencio, former Bull, was also in the event, and she made the cut. She was the last person on the top of the cut line. So, hey, that's the right side of it to be on. We can't wait to actually bring you some golf, whenever that is, whenever anything is, and whatever is not going to be. You know, we'll cover it here for you on Bulls Beat. That's the Monday version. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Sharp.